Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Let's face it, none of us expect to not sell our house when we put it up for sale. It happens. And inevitably, I get a phone call from some seller who's tired of trying to sell their home previously. Maybe they got a referral to help them. I'm going to tell you a few stories of situations that where we stepped in to help a seller accomplish what they were unable to accomplish previously and talk about why it happened. So there are three tools. There are three gauges. There are three ways to consider real estate. Number one is timing. Number two is condition. And lastly is price. If you will put all three of those together and put your property into the hands of a competent realtor, your home will sell. The timing, when a market is saturated with listings in a particular area, you have too much competition to drive attention to your property unless there's a value proposition in condition that would cause people to take notice. Or price. Price is that lever you can always pull back on if you want to accomplish a sale faster. Last week I mentioned having the opportunity to write an offer on a home that was priced, I think, about $100,000 below where the market would probably be in about 3 months. In fact, I know it. Well, when my client saw it, they wanted to make an offer on it. They asked me, what should we do? And I said, buy it. Just take it off the market. It's already discounted. It's a great value. That house was on the market for less than a week. Less than a week. Didn't take long because the seller had pulled the pricing lever. Well, price is the last lever that anybody really wants to pull, because when you sell something, you want to get as much as you can for it, right? You do not want to sell something for less than you could possibly sell it for. And it could be any little thing that you're trying to sell. It could be a doll that you've collected for many years. It could be a comic book. It could be, some collectible piece of art, or it could be a house. It doesn't matter. Everybody wants to sell what they have for the most. They want to find where the highest paying bidder would be for that property. So if you think about waiting until the market time is correct, then you can avoid a lot of headaches as a seller. Case in point, I'm oftentimes called from somebody who was on the market from May or June until sometime in November, right around this time. They tried to sell their home. They gave their agent the opportunity. The agent worked it hard. But they just had missed the timing for that property to sell at the price they were asking. And they could have pulled that lever on price and it would have solved a lot of the issues. Or they could have changed the timing. And that's where I want you to think about coming off of your failure to sell as a seller and think about succeeding based on timing. Well, when is the best time to sell your home? Is it the best time to sell in May? Isn't that a beautiful time? That's when the azaleas come out in our area. The grass is lush and green. Everything is beautiful. And yet, it's really oftentimes too late. Yes, May is oftentimes too late. But Eric, I hear on the radio that the most number of homes sell in May and June. Well, that's just not true. That's when they settle, but that's not when they sell. You understand the difference? Settlement occurs for a contract that occurred 45, 60, 90 days previously. So the most number of homes sell in late February, March, and April, not in May and June. You just see the settlement in May and June, and that's what the Post reports, and that's what the XYL, all the other business radio stations out there, but I'm bringing the truth here in real estate. You've got to take timing in consideration. I'm putting houses on the market now. Let me be frank with you. It's November. It is getting to be darn near ugly outside, and it is not a great time to be on the market. But I'm still putting homes on the market because there are exceptions to this rule. There are no exceptions to the fact that that's the best time to sell any property, but there are exceptions to inventory, meaning you can put a home on the market walking distance to Bethesda or downtown Arlington, and you're going to get some activity and a lot of it, and you're going to get it quick. because the proximity is hot and the inventory is still very low. So your opportunity is still there dependent upon what? Nothing, because the timing is still good. It's still fresh, even if it's November or December. You're still going to drive interest in your property. You know, case in point, I had a home in Bethesda backing up to the big old pit that's a construction pit off Leland Street. This is a $900,000 teardown that I put on the market, and we sold it in the dead of winter when the market was not good. And why? Because somebody could walk from there to the local restaurants and the coffee and the dream, you know, the romantic dream of proximity. Well, that's a consideration. Okay, timing. Don't forget that. In fact, get a copy of the Market Ready Guide. It's my free publication. There's over 10,000 copies in print, and it will tell you about the timing more in detail. And I'm going to give it to you for free, so why not call me and ask me for it, okay? Or go to my website and request it. It's 1-800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. By the way, brief plug here. Please like Eric Stewart Group on Facebook if you're into social media. We are on social media, and we'll keep in touch with you from time to time with special contests. We've got a contest coming up to win Caps tickets. We want to give you the opportunity to keep in touch with us the way that we know you want to hear from us when things of importance are happening. And at Eric Stewart Group on Facebook, we're gonna tell you about that. Go to ericstewartgroup.com to request any number of our free guides if you want to get a copy of the right sizing guide, which frankly is for everybody regardless on which way you're moving, because it's all about finding the right size, right? You got to get a bigger house, it's the right size at that point. You got to get a smaller house, it's the smaller house. But how do you approach that? How do you think about that process? Anyway, back to selling a home that couldn't sell. Well, timing is a big part of it. Condition is a consideration, but my philosophy is you only want to put a dollar in to get $2 back. And I have a stager. She's full-time, and that's all she does. And what she does is artistic. It's fabulous. It creates value for my sellers to sell their homes for more money. I love having a stager come in on every one of my listings to make my clients money. That's probably a consideration for you. If you have already had your home staged and that's not the issue, then the issue might well be one of price. But what is the right price? How do we price a piece of real estate any longer? If your home is listed for $500,000, should you really try 515 or 5.25? Or should you try 495 or 499? Or should you be right at 500,000? Here's my philosophy. You put a piece of property up for sale, and how do people find real estate these days? You have that rare occasional drive-by person who drives through a neighborhood and sees a sign. You might have somebody who just happens to be walking through the neighborhood and they see a property. Or maybe they hear about it from a friend. But the majority of buyers search on the internet to see what they can find, whether they use Zillow or Realtor.com or Trulia or EricStewartGroup.com. It doesn't really matter what the website is. They go and they type in a search range. So if your home is worth about five, why would you possibly want to price it for less than that or more than that? Why not price it at that? Because buyers will find it on both sides, 4 to 5 and 5 to 6. Just a thought. Coming up, Stuart Rosenthal after a brief break.